Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much. This is 1029B. The B's are always the guest segment. The A's, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Thanks very much for downloading us. We are, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. Persona, you can get all your supplements, vitamins, minerals, personalized just to you and what you eat and your activity levels and other happenings. Go to mypersona.com, short 5-minute quiz. They will tell you what is right for you. You can say yes, no, or they may say you don't need anything. You eat a great diet. That would be wonderful, and even knowing that would be wonderful, I believe. So go to mypersona.com. And by the way, they have a special section for those who've undergone bariatric or weight loss surgery, and that will work for some of you as well. Today's guest is an old friend in every context of the word. Ted Gordon is, I went up to Lake Tahoe to learn the world, the ways of the world from him back when I was a teenager and he was a worldly individual. He also got me enrolled in jiu-jitsu and karate. And he is an expert black belt, a third degree Dan black belt in karate. He's retired now after being an assistant professor teaching real estate law and a former attorney. But he did have a heart attack at age 26 and again at age 27 from a very severe hereditary problem. He had a heart transplant 7 years ago, but despite that, he maintained an active physical life and his martial arts expertise. I'm going to ask him how he came up with Kane Jiu-Jitsu, which is the title of this 11th book of his. It's available from Amazon, as you might expect. And it actually, I think, is a follow-up to a book he wrote earlier in her life called Escape, Being Raped or Attacked. It's in its third edition, at least. I have a third edition here. I don't know whether it may be in a later edition. But Kane Jiu-Jitsu is the name of the current book. And it really is a book about how to use a cane for self-defense. So, Ted, I don't need to use a cane. Should I carry one when I walk around?
Well, the world is different now than it was 5 years ago. It's dangerous now almost to walk to your car in some parts of the country. You've got COVID-19. You've got a massive unemployment. You've got so many other political issues going on that you need some form of protection. And if you take jiu-jitsu or karate, certainly you can use your hands and feet, but the average person needs a quick, easy technique to take care of themselves. And a self-defense cane is about 1 inch thick, solid oak, and it's like walking around with a baseball bat, literally. Baseball bat, if you hit somebody, you'll feel very secure. But with a cane, because of Newton's second law, which is acceleration times force, is the amount you're going to hit them with, the cane will actually go faster and harder than a baseball bat, and you got a strong protection against anybody coming at you. And it takes no skill.
So it takes a little skill, because otherwise you wouldn't have written the book about it. So I want to talk about cane twirling and where you buy a cane and why can't I walk around with a baseball bat?
Well, first of all, you walk around with a baseball bat. That is considered a weapon under California law and most states. They're just going to assume it's a weapon. If you walk around with a cane and you claim it's for health benefits and a necessary medical device, they're not going to question you. The trick is, if you have to use it, you don't claim it's a weapon. You claim it is a medical device. And with that medical device, you don't have a problem.
And so now, talk to me about what cane twirling is, because you mentioned that you can develop an awful lot of force with it and prevent many attacks, meaning people will avoid you if you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, in the old days, there used to be a saying in the Wild West, God created man, and the stronger man always won. And then when Colt came out with his revolver, the saying was, and Colt made all men equal, which was true. Two men with a gun didn't matter who had the bigger build, the stronger, faster, whatever. It was the Colt made them all equal. Well, with a cane with the hook in it, you swing in a figure eight in front of you. And almost nobody can get through that. It will deter probably 90% or more of anybody coming after you. You don't look like an easy subject. That cane won't let them through, and people look for easy targets.
Now, when you swing it, and let's go into a little bit of the specifics of swinging it like a figure eight. So, first of all, you can carry it while you walk without a legal problem as long as you claim it as a medical device. You have some things in here on the cane size depending on your height. And then a very interesting chapter on swings. And the swing you look at, I see there's a golf swing there, but I don't know what a figure of eight is and how you do a figure of eight. In other words, do I hold it right at the end and doing a figure eight, or do I hold it on the circular part of the cane? What part of the cane do you hold it on?
You hold it on the circular part where your hand goes, and you swing it by your wrist. You don't move your shoulder at all. You don't really need to move your arm much. It's all with the wrist. And you make a figure eight in front of you, and it makes it very hard to get through because you're creating a fence of wood around you that is swinging back very, very quickly. A good black belt can swing at 200 miles an hour, and some black belts have been checked with radar guns, and they are swinging at 200 miles an hour. So the average person can probably get 100 miles an hour, half that speed. And you swing that in front of you, and you got a mean avenue of defense that works very effectively.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you got into using or writing even about cane self-defense. How did this come about, and why do you think, well, let's first, how did this come about?
Well, cane defense, even though the art of stick fighting has been around since the caveman, so to speak, I would say it's only in the last 10 years in the U.S. that it's gained some popularity. And a cane is such an effective weapon. Clearly, you got another 3 feet in front of you. Someone with a knife doesn't have a chance. A knife is only 10 inches long, 12 inches or 4 inches, whatever size knife they're using. A cane is 3 feet, and you're swinging it. The only thing it won't defend against well is a gun. But with the cane, and it makes you so much stronger, it magnifies the effectiveness you have. So with the cane, you don't need nearly as much practice as you do unarmed defense. Again, it equalizes everybody. And a woman can use it just as effectively as a man.
So how did it come about? Why did you decide, or why did you get into what a cane is. Are you using a cane? Have you seen people use a cane? Have you seen this in practice? Do you practice self-defense with this? In other words, is there like you go to jujitsu or karate classes? Is there such a thing as a cane jujitsu defense class?
Yeah, they are. There are two big schools, one in Florida and one in Lake Tahoe. I just looked on the internet, and they have videos you can download. And of course, with my many, many years of practicing and black belt degrees, it was very easy for me to pick it up. But the thing is, I'm in my 70s, and with a heart transplant, I don't have the speed and power I used to have as a kid. And it is much better having a cane and a piece of wood in front of me. It magnifies my effectiveness many times.
And so, do you now walk with a cane? And does your wife walk with a cane? And what about others that you advise?
I walk with a cane many times. My wife, Sharon, I can't get her to use a cane. She still says, oh, I look like an old person. The idea, though, is you just don't want to take the risk. Is the risk worth the reward? And the reward is you don't have broken bones and you're not in the hospital if you get attacked. In my earlier book on in protecting yourself for a woman, the odds, according to, it varies depending on whether you use police statistics or FBI statistics, but there's a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance that a woman will be attacked during her lifetime and either raped or beaten. So you need to carry some kind of weapon. Unfortunately, in certain parts of society, they don't know where it's coming from.
I'm actually fascinated by this because it isn't hard to have a cane. You can even have a cane that is as tall as you are and not be using it as, in fact, for medical posture, that is to improve your posture as you walk, rather than bending over and using a cane. You can get a longer cane and use it. It often is advocated in posture processes to use a cane and to have it so that it makes you stand up straighter rather than bend over by getting one that's a little longer. And I guess that has, if you get one that's a little longer, it probably gives you more leverage in using it to fight off attackers. Is that right?
Not really. The difference is there are two separate techniques. With a cane, which about 3 feet long or 2.5 feet long, depending on your size, you're swinging it with your wrist. They call it in jiu-jitsu, they call it bo-jitsu, because you use two hands with a taller stick. With a staff like that, because you're swinging it with two hands, it's a different type of technique. And in my opinion, it takes a little more skill, but they're both equally effective as deterrents to any kind of attack.
And why do you have to use two hands if it's longer?
Well, because you don't swing it the same way. Most sticks like you're talking about come up to about chin height or a little below. And those to really swing are hard to swing with one hand. They're much more effective when you're swinging with two hands, especially if someone is coming in and they're throwing a punch at you. You're going to want to swing it and block their arm and then continue on and swing it in a circle and whack them wherever you want, in the side of the body or the head or whatever you feel is necessary under the circumstances and the severity of their attack. So it's a matter of weight and distribution and speed.
Huh. I would have guessed the other. Now, there must be cane stores that are available on the internet. So you want an oak cane that's 1 inch in diameter. And at the same time you order that, you should order the book Cane Jiu-Jitsu, on Amazon. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it is. And I should say I'm going to give you two sources to get the canes. I have no affiliation with either of these websites. They're both good. One of them is Cane Masters at www.canemasters.com. That's the site I favor the most. But the other one, which is also quite good, is American Cane System Self-Defense. And that's www.AmericanCaneSelfDefense.com. And you can buy these canes. Usually they're 1 inch thick. The end, they have a wider crook, a wider, what do you call it, U-handle, if you want. They'll fit around the neck. They'll fit between the legs, pull up. They have grooves on the side so your hand won't slip when you hold it. And they also have like a sawtooth part of the cane, so the if the person grabs you, say, around the waist, you just use it like a saw against their arm, and they're going to let go very quickly.
Huh.
And you can buy these canes. They're about $75 to $100 and whatever, depending on how thick you want them and how many grooves and whatever. But basically, it's just a very solid piece of wood. And again, it, like I say, you can swing this at such great speed. And also, it's wonderful exercise. You really can work up a good sweat to swinging the cane and practicing.
Well, isn't that great? So, Cane Masters and canemasters.com. And what was the other one again?
The other was Cane, let's see, American Cane Self-Defense.com.
American Cane Self-Defense.com. We've been talking with Ted Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, and if you go to Amazon, you can order his book, Cane Jiu-Jitsu. You can also order Escape Being Raped or Attacked, which gives you common sense karate and jiu-jitsu moves. It's in its third edition. There are 11 books that I count under Ted Gordon's name. Ted, it's been fun. Now, talk to us about techniques other than the figure of eight. Can you use
with the cane or for a
yes.
woman?
No, with the cane.
Oh. With the cane, well, if someone is throwing a punch, for example, you swing the cane in a circle and block them by the wrists or the forearm, swing it back, come around, hit their legs, their knee, you're going to take them right out of any further attack. I differ mainly because I guess I was an attorney for so many years before I retired. But I don't like anybody using a cane against anything above the shoulders. The neck and the head, it's so easy to permanently damage someone that I always worry you could have a problem with the police or someone afterwards. And it's so easy to have other spots like the legs, the arms, the side of the ribs, whatever. So I don't like going above the neck. But that's my personal opinion. Others take a different approach. And certainly, if your life was in danger and you felt that was the only solution, you do whatever you need to save yourself.
Huh. How do you practice this? So you go through practicing, if you will. I see that you go through practice on... if you will, on the in the book. But give us an idea on practice.
Well, you do two things. One, you can take two sticks and just put them on a fence or any place so that they are horizontal to the ground about punch high. Assume someone is choking you, for example, and you can practice using the cane against that, sleeping sideways. You can practice punches. I would also take a piece of a tire. You can go down to any tire shop and they'll give you an old tire that's of no value. And you cut out a piece about 14 inches long, just stick it on the ground and practice using the cane so you get used to hitting something solid. So you want to get as realistic as possible. And then a great many moves, as I show in the book, is you look at it and just visualize someone attacking you, or if you have a friend or a spouse, have them mimic an attack and practice it, but of course don't hit them with the cane because that thing will really hurt.
I'll bet it would. And the websites again for, do you have your own website or just on Amazon?
Just on Amazon.
And so the cane websites again are American Cane Defense.
I like canemasters.com. I think has a broader category, but that's just personal opinion. And again, I have no association with either of these. But it's www.canemasters.com. And the other one is www.AmericanCaneSelfDefense.com.
Excellent. Anything I should have asked you that I didn't today, Ted? Because it's a wonderful book. I actually fell in love with this book called Cane Jiu-Jitsu. So Cane Jiu-Jitsu, I guess it's not Jiu-Jitsu, Cane Jitsu Defense. CaneJitsu Defense by Ted H. Gordon. You can find it under Ted H. Gordon on Amazon.
It's a good protection. I mean, I really feel sadly that everybody needs it. You just can't walk around today, in my opinion, and expect the same degree of security you had 5 years ago. We're in a whole different world. Just look on television and see what's happening.
And when you get it, I suppose you should make sure, if you're going to use it for walking, that it's the right height, that you have a rubber tip. Is that right? Do you want a rubber tip on the cane?
Yes, you do. And the way you size a cane is you put the round part down on the ground. And then if you look at your wrist, where your wrist bone is, which is just above your hand, that's where you want the top of the cane to be. That, and then you saw it off at that height, or you take a measurement, and if you order a cane from one of those places, they will cut it for you to whatever length you want. So you get it in the mail, it's all sized perfectly.
And what should you expect to, pay for a cane? When I've looked at them, they seem to be any place from $20 to $50.
Now, the solid oak ones are more in the $70 to $150 range. The thing about
that's really the kind you want.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I say that is you can buy a cane for $15 from some of the drugstores. The problem is they might be pressed wood or something, and they're plenty sturdy going lengthwise down. And if you use it like a sword to stab somebody, so to speak, it'll hold up fine. But if you're swinging it like a baseball bat, so to speak, that piece of wood is not designed to take that sideways stress, and it can break. And that's why I like the one-inch thick. You know it's going to survive anything.
We've been talking to Ted Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. The reference to squash racket is what I play squash with. And Ted H. Gordon, MBA, JD, a third-degree black belt. The book is Cane Jitsu Defense. And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. We're brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. You can get vitamins, minerals, and supplements personalized to your diet, your choices, your lifestyle. Just go to mypersona.com, take the free online assessment, and see what it gets you. You will be surprised at how good and easy that process is. That is, if you will, mypersona.com. Thanks very much, Caitlin, for great engineering. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 1029B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. The B's, always the guest segments. The A's, the latest medical news of the week. And we try and keep it in these days non-COVID, non-SARS-2 related. The best medical news of the week and what it means for you so you can live longer and healthier. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.